On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's golf team was off last weekend. They will take part in the NSIC Fall Championships this weekend in Brainerd. Freshman Brent Musich with us out of International Falls. Brent, you've had a pretty good freshman season. You know, as you walked onto campus this fall, were you expecting to compete and play this much this early?
I don't know. I was kind of skeptical. You know, you don't know who's on the team or what kind of guys they have. But, yeah, I'm happy with how much I've played and, you know, just trying to keep my play going well coming into the playoffs here.
Was a week off last week a good thing?
Yeah, it was.
A little chance to work on some stuff?
Yeah, we had a good week of practice. I actually got to go home for the weekend and practice up in the falls, so that was nice.
Can't get much further north without being in Canada. How much behind the eight ball are you, so to speak, just because of how short the golf season is back home?
I mean, yeah, we get behind it. I mean, it's just like up here, you know, you lose a month or so, but what, you just got to practice that much harder while you do have the time.
What has been the one thing that you've been able to rely on all year that's really working for you?
I've been driving the ball good, keeping it in play. I haven't lost a ball yet, so it's been pretty good that way. So hopefully I didn't curse myself, but
I was just going there. Of course, down in Brainerd at Madden's, the classic course, it's not the easiest of courses if you played it before.
Yeah, I have.
Is it a course that you feel suits your game pretty well?
Yeah, I like the course. There's definitely a lot of water, and it's a tough course, but it's definitely a scoreable course at the same time.
This time of year is not a whole, well, it's not very enjoyable for me when I was playing this game. Trees are starting to lose all their leaves. If you don't put it on the fairway, you might just lose a ball. How important is it just keeping the ball on the fairway, making good twos, getting up onto the green in regulation?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing. If you keep the ball in play, you're not going to make much more than a bogey. Yeah, if you start spraying it out here, I mean, the leaves can cover the ball up, and then you got to go back to the tee, and you're looking at double bogey or worse. So you definitely want to keep the ball in play and just put it on the green and hope for two putts. And if you put it close, you know, try to make birdies, but take pars as they come.
Very young team this year. John Hoftall is, I don't want to say set himself as the leader on this team, scoring-wise anyway, but he's certainly been very, very consistent. All the freshmen, you look up to him, you look up to yourselves. Who do you lean on a little bit?
Yeah, we definitely lean on him. I mean, him being a sophomore, you know, you wouldn't say he's one of the older guys, but he is. We do have a junior on the team, but, I mean, he's the guy, you know. It's only his second year, but he's probably the leader on this team right now.
After this weekend, you guys get some time off before the spring part of the season. Time to get back to the books during that time?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. It's kind of sucks missing class and everything, but, you know, you got to do it, and I'd rather be playing golf than be in school anyways.
Very well put. Brett, good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.